The Riot Podcast for Monday, February 13th, 2017.
We're being that specific today, are we?
Well, I just don't want anybody to think that it's the Riot Podcast from Monday, February 6th.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, today in the podcast, we talk about cows going to the one place that they'll finally be safe.
Well, though I think you'll find out probably at the end, I don't think he ended up being really safe, but never really know.
He felt safe there.
And at least for a moment.
And there are reasons why. The Selfie Paradox, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and we also found out two things that exist that I never knew existed. Bobblehead museums.
Yeah.
Though I'm not completely surprised by that.
Yeah.
And fantasy fishing.
Now that we had no clue.
Fantasy fishing? Come on.
But I don't want to be rude against it in case someone really does like it. I'm just not into fantasy leagues. So I tend to not quite understand. And then especially with fishing, I feel like that's even harder. But if you're into it, great.
I feel good about being down on it. I do. Like, I'm comfortable being down on fantasy fishing.
All right. Well, we just all like different things.
But you guys know me. I'm comfortable being down on a lot of things.
Well, enjoy this podcast, Radio U Riot. That's our Facebook page, riot@radiou.com. If you ever want to email us as we get ever so closer to tomorrow for Valentine's Day.
Whee! Yay! Valentine's Day. Whee! Are you honestly excited about it?
It's a nice day, but yeah. I don't really do too much, so it's no big deal.
Well, there you have it.
It depends on what others do for you.
No big deal.
Will there be balloons? Can I expect balloons? That's the only thing I want to know.
I'm not getting
you
balloons.
I know you never give me balloons.
Nikki, it's weird if I get you something for Valentine's.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not balloons. That's for the show.
That's for other people to get you. That's just, now I'm going to get you something for your birthday. That's coming
up. Balloons.
Not getting you balloons.
Okay. You're not giving me anything.
Oh, well.
Enjoy this podcast.
It's those kind of feels that makes it all worthwhile. It's the Riot.
We save the worst of the Riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Ugh.
That's the way to start the week.
It's about the best I have to offer right now. Ugh.
I don't normally hear you make quite that noise. That's all you need to say.
I don't completely understand it, but I don't know exactly when I've woken up with less
enthusiasm.
Anything. Yeah, you know what? I'm back to sleeping on the floor in the closet. It seems like the Riot only has two extremes. I'm up running 2 or 3 miles before we do the show.
Doing great, or...
Or I'm laying on the floor in my closet using a towel as a pillow, just like, this is the most comfortable I've ever been.
I don't know why. I mean, does anybody else have any problems with, like, the middle? Just being fine down the middle. Instead, you can only go one way or the other.
I think I'd like to be in the middle for a while. Just right there in the middle. Like, well, I got up and I wasn't super enthusiastic, but, you know, I moved throughout my morning with no trouble. I didn't.
Wasn't falling asleep in the closet.
There was nothing dramatic about it. I just did what I had to do. But no, I either wake up like Rocky or whatever, like running up the steps, arms in the air, crowd of people cheering for me, or for some reason you turn the lights on and they don't even work. It's just utter darkness. And you're just crawling, pulling yourself through the mud with your arms. Just one at a time, like, why is it like that?
I see this morning was the latter of those two.
Yeah, but I don't know why. You know, what's the trigger? I got plenty of sleep last night.
Was it too much?
Did I get too much sleep? Maybe it wasn't enough. Was it not enough? Maybe I needed a vitamin. Is there a vitamin that I'm missing? Like, what?
Sometimes there's just no answer.
Like, what? What is going on down there, body? We're trying to live. It's like, shut up. If only we could go back into the closet, go to sleep. No.
You come in, you bring your towel. You're like, this is the best pillow ever.
That's the thing is that when you're tired enough, you're just like, I don't even know why I bother getting into my bed. And I'm laying on the floor like I'm freezing. And I'm like, no, I feel good.
This is great.
This is fantastic. Aww. Oh my gosh.
Well,
I slept that way for a good 15 minutes.
But it was great.
Or what would normally be, what, a mile and a half, a mile and three quarter run around the neighborhood? Yeah, come on.
Wonderful job.
Yeah.
A good week, everybody. We got Valentine's Day tomorrow. It's just going to be great.
Well, now that we've talked about the struggle, the great struggle, we're really ready to move on.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
It must be a weird thing to work for SNL. Saturday Night Live, because here's the thing. Everybody there is so angry about Trump getting elected, and yet
that's the whole reason they're there.
They're having so much success right now that they would have never had.
Sure.
If Clinton had been elected.
So it's a catch.
It is a catch. The Trump election is the best thing that could have possibly happened to the people at Saturday Night Live.
To a lot of comedians.
They are right now at a 6-year ratings high. Thanks to what's going on. And I watched Saturday Night Live on Saturday night, and I will have to say that if you take the politics away, they really don't have anything.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I don't know. Like, it had been a while since I'd watched the entire thing, and the sketches that kind of ran in between, not as much.
Well, the strong point seems to be the sensationalized part.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Melissa McCarthy, Sean Spicer, oh my gosh, that... Now that is funny. Old Spicy. When he comes out, and you stupid! I'm not going to do that.
But it's hard because once that becomes...
making fun of the New York Times guy. That is the funny.
Once it becomes more... Like, once it becomes that calms down a lot.
Yeah, they got nothing.
They have to build the other side back up again, too, because people will eventually get tired of it.
Yeah, they got to come up with something else, I guess. But, dude, it was...
But that's kind of how it's always been for SNL.
Where are they going to go? The People's Court. All the cases are real. I mean, that, again, hilarious. Like, I laughed so hard through that I actually had to watch it again.
Sure.
So I was like, just... Let's just run that.
One more time.
And then the follow-up was a monologue that was not very good, followed by...
It's a roller coaster ride. Like, during an episode, you get your highs and your lows.
The Cheeto sketch, which again, like, you know they were trying... Like, I know what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, no, that's funny, that's funny. But when it was happening in the moment, it was like, yeah, I guess it's funny. Sure. I see what you did there. I get it. I do.
But the other stuff that you liked.
That stuff I did like. But I'm not alone. So SNL scored a 7.2 rating, which is the best it's scored since January 2011 when Jim Carrey and the Black Keys brought in a 7.8. So about 10.6 million people were watching, which is 2 more than they average.
Normally.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, we don't even know how many Hulu clicks they got the next day. Because Hulu doesn't release their ratings. Because they're so high. So many people watch Hulu. They're just like, we can't tell
we
you.
We can't possibly.
We can't tell you. But they're having a little bit of a political renaissance over there at Saturday Night Live. So, yeah. It just depends on how long people can stay angry.
Yeah, that's true.
And how long do you think, really... that Alec Baldwin's going to keep showing up to do Trump.
Like it again fizzles out.
Like at some point, he's going to be like, all right.
Someone else can fill in.
They've had to
fill in for the fill-in.
Yeah, they've practically had to twist his arm to get him to keep coming back to do it for such a long time. So I guess we'll see.
Well, I feel like just like with SNL that has had a renaissance with the particular political stuff.
Uh-huh.
Alec Baldwin's career had a slight little...
A little bump?
Little bump, where otherwise, for him, it's been a while, too.
Yeah, so he hosted Saturday Night for the entire show. That was his 17th time. He has now hosted SNL more than anybody else.
He's a fill-in.
Actually, there's something to that.
It's like, can you come on in? Okay.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I tried putting on a swim cap once and knocked myself unconscious.
It's The Riot with Tina.
No one's ever said that to my face in the truck stop.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, you see a yellow light. What are you doing? Are you slowing down or are you going to make it?
It depends. Did it just turn? Like, am I right there when it just turned yellow?
In general, are you going for it?
No, I slow down. I usually stop.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You're a good person.
Why? Is that how society judges if you're good or not?
A lot of times for me, yellow means go faster.
Means you're almost there.
So close.
I mean, like if you're completely down the road, then no, you would stop.
Well, yellow lights are timed out very, very specifically to give people time to slow down or...
to finish doing what they're doing.
To maybe, hopefully, have them get a ticket. This is fascinating. Fremont, California, they shortened in 2016 their yellow light times by 0.7 seconds. And at the same time... they installed cameras.
Cameras, wow.
On the lights. So that way they can catch people running red lights.
Now, normally, if you're like, well, yeah, they're in the fault, it's red. But if you drove there often enough and that was like you knew you still had time and you were just still going through and finishing, but then you would end up getting a ticket for if that changed time.
By installing these cameras and shortening the yellow light times by 0.7 seconds, they were able to generate an extra $200,000 a month.
Just from the one light?
It was the lights all over Fremont, California. So it wasn't just one traffic light. But they did that as a citywide thing. They installed all the cameras, shortened things by 0.7 seconds, and ta-da! How would you like an extra $2.4 million in the budget, sir?
You know, I've noticed, though, I haven't seen a lot, at least in our area. We would tend to have, like, the last weekend of the month, there would be cops everywhere. Like, that's be the time that you'd really have to watch and make sure you were going the speed you should have been going the whole time anyways.
Right.
To kind of, like, we always would joke, make up for whatever. Like, if they didn't have enough tickets for the month or something.
Oh, yeah, they got to hit the quota.
Yeah, hit the quota for it. But I don't feel like I see as many cops trying to pull people over, at least in our area. So I don't know, are they making enough money through traffic lights?
I saw some popo hiding out this morning.
Did you?
Oh, he was for real. He had his parking lights on, but he was tucked way back
tucked
in.
Way back
and
in.
I was like, I'm going the speed limit.
I still brake even if I am going the speed limit because you kind of panic.
Yeah, because like, oh, well, that's because you have a guilty conscience.
No,
you assume you're doing something wrong.
Well, yes, I do assume even though I wasn't.
Well, I mean, but somewhere inside you think you were.
Well, that says something, doesn't it?
It does.
Wow, I still slow down even though I was in the right.
Not me. I'm just like...
Your heart doesn't start to...
Well, I mean, when I'm speeding and I see a cop, my heart goes all the way to my toes.
Yes,
it's just
like,
oh, my gosh!
Please, say you didn't see me. Not today.
No!
Oh, please, please, please. I promise I'll never do it again.
Which we all know is a lie.
No, oh, but you mean it right then and there.
Yeah, so I guess watch those yellow lights. And man, those traffic cameras. Shady.
I've not gotten picked up by one yet, but again, I try to slow down.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of lawsuits and other things that have taken place in places around the United States towards the companies that install these yellow lights, because let's be honest, it's a yellow light tax. That's really what it is.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
Nikki, how much would you pay to have a video game expert come to your house and teach you
how to play a game?
How to be better at a game?
Actually, you know what? I could see that as being really fun for like a party. So if you were having a get together with friends and that was like the theme of the party.
And then like he was like the clown that came?
Yeah,
or he
a magician
she.
Or something like that. Like that was the entertainment for the evening.
Hey guys, instead of a magician, we've got Brad here. He's a pro gamer and he's going to teach you how to execute the perfect whatever combo in Street Fighter V.
That might actually go over really well if, again, it was like a theme party. So say you picked a game that everybody liked and you went with it.
And so everybody cosplayed as their favorite characters in that game
and then
he came and showed you some things.
Yeah, and you had like theme finger foods or something like that. But it's like a weekend and I just need help with it. I'd probably just go to YouTube and find someone who posted it there.
I mean, like, Nikki, your Overwatch skills really need some sharpening.
Yeah, I know, but...
But we could bring somebody in that's going to show you how to mainline a character.
How much are they going to charge?
Well, you know what? A lot of people are saying, like, this service is a ripoff and whatever, but there's one in Japan where it's, like, online it's $39 an hour, but they'll actually come to your place if you live in Tokyo or Osaka for $97 an hour.
An hour? Yeah. Wow, that's expensive.
Do you think you could... Do you think in an hour, one-on-one, you could learn enough that someone could really teach you? Like,
probably.
Okay. It would be interesting to see. Like, for me, the only game that I've ever gone online and really watched was for
a tutorial
Titan.
Or something.
Yeah, for Titanfall. Like, I would watch. It's the only game I've been where, like, I have watched other people play so I could learn some of their technique as to how they were actually doing it. But the rest of it, I haven't.
And I'd also want to know, okay, like, say Brad is the person and Brad's coming over.
Yeah.
I would want to know, like, what makes him so good.
How good is he?
Yeah, really? Like, he would have to at least show something. Like, does he have a demo?
I mean, he may be better than me, but sure. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's that good.
It's like, all he has to do is just be 1% better than me in order to fall back and teach me one thing.
Right.
So if he just kept going with that.
I don't know. That's a good question, too. Like, could you see? There are people that are complaining about this service in Japan because there was a pro gamer there who got involved and they're saying, like, oh, it's not real, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I don't know the answer to that. But the idea of having someone come over, Nikki sees them as a party favor for $97 an hour.
You that do would that be thing. A great party that you had for friends. That'd yeah. be awesome.
Well, you know, like I saw somebody on Facebook that rented the like game truck or whatever. Like there was a truck that came and had like
and
a big thing.
You go in and play.
Yeah, and it had like 8 different screens.
I always get nervous with that thing. I just feel like we're going
to
drive
away. Drive away
with me. I just don't want to do that. So,
like, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in.
That doesn't seem like a fun party to me.
Forget it.
Again, I get nervous with stuff. I'm not doing that.
That is hilarious.
Never thought that?
No.
Oh, come on.
Never even occurred to
they
me.
They just shut the door on you. And a lot of times it's like the fold up back, you know, like the door like folds up to shut.
Gosh.
And then you're just gone.
Nikki, you have those people's like name, address, phone number, what? They close
they
it up.
They can't lie.
And they block all your cell phone signals so the
yeah.
signal can't get out. The next thing you know, you're on a slow boat to China.
Something with that. And
but at least you can play games the whole time.
True.
No, they turn the electricity off. Oh, no!
They turn the power off. Okay, but we all like different things, all right?
But it's fine.
It's totally fine.
Don't
and if you
worry.
Work with one, that's great. I'm sure you're just wonderful. I get nervous, though. Just a little. I'd want to be near the end of the game row.
You sucked all the fun right out of that
one. Did I? Oh, sorry, guys.
No, I'm not scared. Bring the truck over. I'll play.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
I am pretty. I am fun.
The Riot. Radio U.
I was watching the Grammys last night, and you know what I thought? I want a Grammy. I don't want a Grammy because obviously I'm not a musician. So it wouldn't mean anything if I got a Grammy. They'd be like,
well, there's not one for our category.
Like, and best trumpet player in ninth grade was. Come up here and get the Grammy for that.
Aww, oh, you didn't win.
Dang it. Went it to some guy from New York. It's not you. Sorry. But just that idea, wouldn't you love to not only win something, but have everybody just like screaming your name and apply like, oh, you're the best. Oh, my gosh. And of course, then there'd be a few people on the internet like the Grammys suck. They don't mean anything. But that, you know, when them saying that would mean that the Grammys do mean something. And
they would
know,
like to get one.
They wish they were getting a Grammy, too. I wish I was winning a Grammy. I think all of us would love to win something. We'd all love to be taken up on stage and even people that are like, I don't want this attention, secretly be like, I love this attention. Thank you for telling me how great I am.
Well, who wouldn't want to hear that?
I always knew I was really great. Thanks for finally acknowledging it. Or, I never thought I was worth anything, but now I am. Everybody would love to have that. Here's the bad news. No award for you today. No, you're not going to be
maybe
pulled
not
up.
Anytime soon for any of us.
You're not going to be pulled up on stage today.
That's a small number of people who will get that.
You're not going to have millions of people tweeting your name. Like, it's not something that happens for all of us. And it's kind of a bummer because that's what we want. We want something outside of us to tell us how great we are. Let's not even get started on Valentine's Day because, dang it, nobody is telling me how great I am on Valentine's Day either. Oh, my gosh, I hate this show. Why are you talking about it?
Okay, lay off people, then. You're making it hard.
No, what I actually want to tell you is this, is that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you wanting something or someone outside yourself telling you how awesome we are. That is a basic human need. We all have it. And here's the great news. You don't have to go without it. You don't have to spend your life searching for it. You don't have to beg someone to give it to you. You don't have to achieve something huge so a group of people, an academy of sorts, will award it to you. It's something you can have right now where you are, and that is God's love for you. He absolutely, completely, and totally loves you as you are. You might say, like, well, I haven't achieved. Nope, it's not about achievement. Well, I haven't been the best. Nope, it's not about being the best. It's about him loving you right where you are. That burning desire you have for something outside of you to acknowledge you and to love you and to celebrate you, that is you looking for something that God can provide for you. So instead of spending years, weeks, however long, searching for this thing, you can have it right now. Say, Jesus, I need that because I don't feel like I deserve it. I don't feel that love, that thing that I'm looking for. Obadiah says, you can give it to me. Would you give it to me? I want to accept your love. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I really need to know that I'm loved. And there's nothing wrong with that.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
You know, Nikki, down in Texas, they grow them steers big because cattle.
Well, it's Texas as well. It's Texas. Just bigger there. It's fine. We've all known that.
Yeah. So in Weatherford, Texas, they had a cow last week that escaped the slaughterhouse.
Oh, it made a run for it?
It did.
Did it make it?
You know what? I feel like it did. It went to one of the few restaurants on earth that serves absolutely no meat whatsoever.
Like a Chick-fil-A or
Taco Bell.
Oh, it went to Taco Bell?
Yeah, it's safe there. That's not beef. Don't
Sometimes,
worry.
Sometimes, and we get these stories every once in a while, if a cow gets loose on its way to its forever home or its park, or what do you want to call it, the farm in the sky.
The farm in the sky where it can just run
and play with all your other animals when you're young.
If for a cow, it's like where it can just stand and eat.
And
all
stand
day.
And eat and all the grass and all that stuff. They'll keep it like it can go to a sanctuary or something because it makes news.
Yeah.
So they're not going to, you know, drive it back to the slaughterhouse.
Mm.
But did they?
Well, I'll just say that as of right now, I don't know what ended up happening to... Here, okay, get a load of this. Oh, I do have the fun. The cow was wrangled by two civilians on horseback in front of the Taco Bell.
If not, you drive by and you're like, well, that is fresh. That is totally fresh.
No, at that point, you know it's a stunt because, like I said, there's no way that Taco Bell has actual beef in it.
But I love the fact that if you're in Texas, like, you just have rope in your car because...
No, they came on horseback. These two cowboys were chasing that
were
cow.
Were they from the slaughterhouse? Or?
Yeah, they wrangled it, and then the cow was returned to the butcher.
It's terrible. It almost made it.
I know. It seems like it should be pardoned. You're right, because that's what they do. They're like, well, if it escapes, then it gets to live.
Yes, then it makes enough news that people are outraged about that cow, but not the others.
Man, but then that cow, it's like the Hunger Games. It gets taken back and paraded in front of all the other cows. Like, you two can live if you can just escape to the Taco Bell where they never have meat ever. It's one of those things that has to do publicity tours
sure.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, as you mentioned, maybe they sell it to Chick-fil-A and then it becomes one of those cows.
So a sanctuary cow.
Exactly. So
like the one turkey that's pardoned. But we turned a blind eye to all the other turkeys.
The slaughter of millions every Thanksgiving.
But the one lucky one gets chosen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just say this. I hope I'm the one that gets picked. Like, if one of us is going to live.
It's like a Hunger Games thing or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't want to go to the Hunger Games.
To the Taco Bell?
No, I want to stay in the Capitol and just do my thing, I guess.
Just want it to be a normal day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm just concerned about my own comfort.
And not the cow.
Yeah, I just want to eat him.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I continue to be amazed. I shouldn't be. Like, this should be a no-brainer, like, no big deal, whatever. But I'm constantly amazed by the fact that anything that you see, anything that you walk by on the street, anything you stroll through a store and you see something, I want you to know that somebody collects that. And there's a huge subculture of people that are way into it.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal. So, like, you go through the toaster oven section at like Walmart.
Someone has a collection. You could actually go through trash, some trash, and that's a collection.
There's like, oh yeah, you see this can? Oh, it's like it has a
the tops or something. Like the lids.
You don't know how rare this is. What a great thing. Oh my gosh, I just so lucky to be alive and be here right now. This guy by the name of Bob, he lives in Cleveland. He does have cancer. And he says, like, you know, he's not going to make it, but he wants to leave a legacy to everybody. And so he is leaving to a museum his 1,564 bobbleheads.
So that's quite a collection.
Over 1,500. If we round it up, 1,600
bobbleheads.
Bobbleheads.
Are those very much in demand? Or because I always think of now it's like the pop ones, the little figurine.
Oh, the little Funko Pops.
Funko Pops, yes.
I love those
things.
Like,
a lot of people collect those, but I don't see a lot of bobbleheads nowadays.
Just as a side note on the Funko Pops, I want you to know that this is the voice of a man who stood on the precipice and walked away.
Oh, you said no to buying one?
I did. I currently have one. I have two.
Yeah, you got one in a box,
One
right?
came in my, what was it?
Loot
crate box, and then one was a gift to me this Christmas. But that's it. I have not, of my own accord, purchased for myself ever. And I'm proud of that because, again, I know people that have hundreds.
That could be nowadays what you would do is buy those where maybe back in the day you'd buy bobbleheads.
Yeah, well, here we go. This guy has 64 plastic tubs, and it is the largest single collection that has been donated anywhere, I guess.
Where does it go? Is there a bobblehead museum or like the toy museum? Or
it's going to the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame Museum in Milwaukee.
Did not know this was a thing, too.
So he says, or the people from the Bobblehead Museum say it is the single largest private collection that has ever been donated.
Do they put a value on it or something? Or
About $15,000, they think. So the hall currently has about 6,000 unique bobbleheads, but that number is about to go up.
Way up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless there are some duplicates.
Are you allowed to move them at the museum, or you probably can't touch them?
I am.
Because then they just live like a Toy Story thing. Like they're just living in the museum and no one's bobbling their bobbleheads.
So they're just dying. I just wish someone would bobble with me.
Yes, but they're stuck there for no one to touch.
Somebody, please. He has 25% of them are sports related. He has one of American Idol judge Simon Cowell. His favorites are mascots. He's got 9 different Uncle Sams. And let's see. He says the absolute hardest bobblehead of all to find was a Kent State bobblehead. Who knew? So look, whatever you're collecting right now, it's fine. Keep collecting it. You should get a storage unit and fill it with that.
Okay. There might not be a museum, though, for those items to be donated to.
Bet there is.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Don't forget, tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it is?
Guys, we're almost there.
Nikki, I was just looking at a resort that we should travel to for Valentine's Day.
What do they have?
Here, let me send it over to you. Is it called Antigua?
Oh, I've been there.
You have?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Okay. Well, they say the Blue Waters Resort on the northern side of that Caribbean island is both romantic and luxurious. The water is clear blue.
Yeah.
The beach is white-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that wonderful balcony overlooking the ocean and the pool that is part of your private villa.
Well, doesn't that look nice? When I went, it was before. Now, I think a lot of cruise ships go there.
Uh-huh.
But when we went, when I was younger, it was before they started coming. And I remember the electricity would go out for most of the day and into the nighttime. Yeah. So like I remember eating dinner.
And that was just like fine?
That was just what you had to do. So when you would eat dinner, like it would just be no electricity. You would just eat by candles. So it was always very nice.
I don't think I should look at these pictures.
Why you want to go on vacation? I want to go on vacation.
Because it's making me hate everything. Just look at it.
I hate this room. Do you know why? There's no ocean in this room.
There's no ocean. There's no pool, despite the fact that we've talked about it many times.
I mean, if anything, we could get sand, but I don't want sand. I want all the other stuff.
Oh, crap. Okay. Closing the window.
Just close out of it.
Closing
you don't
want
to go on vacation. You're fine.
I know. Like, I shouldn't look at it. You know, this is better.
Who wants to go on a relaxing vacation for Valentine's Day? None of us.
These are the pictures I should be looking at. This next article is it's a bunch of photos from Red Army School in China. So where all the kids wear uniforms and they have to salute the chairman and all that, that's
more it. Your style?
Well, yeah, because when I look at that, I'm like, man, I'm glad I'm not there. So
you don't want to go on vacation then.
If I look at those pictures, I'm like, this looks a whole lot better. But when I look at these photos from Antigua, I've got to tell you what, it's looking pretty freaking ugly around here right now. This is not, it's not good.
It's not pretty.
It's not good.
Well,
because I don't know if you'll notice how like there are no clouds in that sky at all.
Yeah.
And the sky is blue and so is the water. When I look out this window, all I see are clouds. Oh, and blacktop.
We don't have a gazebo. There's no balconies. There's no restaurant located here.
We do have a statue of a fountain out in front.
We do. Yeah, that's out front.
Yeah. So
It never really worked. So.
Yeah. And like there's the only water that's in it is rainwater and it's kind of rotting, but it's not. Like,
the fountain used to have, I think, 3 tiers and then it went in on itself down. Like now it's just 2 tiers.
So it technically shed a tear.
It did. It took one out.
Yeah.
But you know what? Again, who wants vacation?
It's worthless.
That's just crazy. Just close out that. Don't even look.
What I need is for me to be paid to just go somewhere and recoup and relax.
What is that word when people get that? Sabbatical?
Mm-hmm.
We don't offer that in this job.
Not very many jobs do these days, but I'll have to tell you, you know, being in this creative field and all the pressures, so much pressure! I really could use
easy there
a trip to a sunny place because, you know, just send me there. It's fine.
It's the riot.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
Yes.
Okay.
What did you find?
Fantasy football, fantasy baseball. What other sports could we attach the fantasy name to?
For a fantasy league?
Yeah, what about, you do fantasy soccer?
Yeah.
Like fantasy hockey?
So how you about, said basketball, football.
I didn't say, I don't think
did
I said basketball.
Basketball.
Did I say basketball? Let's say basketball.
Basketball,
sure,
yeah.
Whatever. All right. How about this one, Nikki? Fantasy fishing.
Wow. Who's on your team?
It's real.
That's real. I don't know even how you would do that.
It is real.
Do they have it? So, like, they really have it?
It's an online game where people try to predict which anglers, which is what they call
fishing person,
Will come out on top in any given competition. This is a write-up on a guy named Bart Lindsay who won $5,000 by correctly naming the 8 anglers
that would
during
win.
The Fishing League Worldwide Tour event.
So I know some people treat fantasy leagues as like a way to make some money or to try, or is it gambling or is it what? But I feel like this maybe isn't set up as much like a fantasy football league or fantasy baseball.
He accumulated the most points during the contest by projecting which anglers would finish on top.
So, how many were in the contest?
Over 3,000 people.
Joined the fantasy fishing league?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't want to say what's right and wrong.
This,
if you want to, I guess that's fine.
This goes all the way back to our bobblehead discussion. Whatever you like, you'll just walk past something. You'll give it no thought. There are people that are so far down the rabbit hole in that thing that it's not enough to fish. Now you've got to do fantasy fishing.
Sure.
So, oh yeah, he's my top angler.
Well, some people who can't fish, maybe that's a way. Those that can't join the fantasy fishing league.
They asked him how on this earth he did it. He says it's very tricky. I've done a lot of research.
It's only 8. I think you'd be able to guess your way through that one. Maybe not.
But you know what, Nikki? That's the difference between
the
people.
That's the attitude that I have, and that's bad.
Yeah.
See how negative of an attitude that was?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to the man who got all 8 anglers right.
So,
Brian, and won $5,000.
$5,000.
I don't even think is that. I mean, that is a lot of money, but for some of the fantasy leagues, that's...
Well, yeah, that's like a drop in the bucket.
Not even a normal amount.
So Brian, who's the communication specialist for Fishing League Worldwide, said that interest in fantasy fishing is becoming larger every year.
It's growing.
He says it's been growing every year, the same way the popularity of fantasy sports in general. They like the chance aspect of it, and the prize payouts are just as good as any opportunity out there.
Mm.
Now it's starting to sound like gambling.
It's not gambling.
You're starting to make it sound like gambling.
Well, you know, maybe, like, I've never fished. I don't really feel like I would probably like going out and fishing, though it seems like it must be relaxing or something fun about it. But
I have fished.
Perhaps we'd like the fantasy league aspect of it.
Neither of these appeal to me.
Without having to go out on the boat.
Yeah.
Boat stuff.
I'm not interested in fishing myself, though, like, being in the boat and just hanging out, that's kind of fun.
That's
nice. Hey, look, you caught a fish. Well, what am I supposed to do with it? I'm not going to eat it.
I think some people put it back, but I always feel like that scares it so much that...
You can't have a normal life after that.
That's just mean. Yeah. It's like always... It can never go too close to the surface for too long of time.
It'll just think it had a nightmare. That's all.
You think so?
Bad dream. Yeah, Nikki, all those bad dreams you have, those actually happen. You just convince yourself they're not real.
They're all around here in
it's fine.
This room.
You know, you had to make it mean.
Well, did I, or did you make it mean in the first place?
I didn't make it mean at all!
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Nikki, have you ever heard of the selfie paradox?
Well, it's something to do with pictures then.
I'll tell you right now, the selfie paradox would be a great name for a band.
Yes, it would.
A great name for a band. Or, I would argue, perhaps a great name for a movie.
Yeah, but I feel like for a band maybe 3 or 4 years ago, because now it's not a selfie, it's just a picture. Mm. You know, like, it's just our pics.
Well, see,
I could see that being dated in a couple of years.
You do selfie paradox, and then eventually you would just call yourselves the paradox.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd kind of drop selfie. It would still be there,
and
some people would still
treat it as original, but...
But that's how you would know if you were an old school fan or not.
Yes.
Like, if you would call it selfie paradox.
Sure, so what
paradox.
Is it, though?
Well, the selfie paradox is a phrase that is coming out of... research done at the University of Munich. Here's what they did. They took a look at people. They grabbed people from Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. So it's European. So obviously it means nothing.
It might not be 100%, but let's hear what is the survey for the study about.
Here's what they found. 77% of them said they take selfies at least once a month.
Yeah.
If by month you mean an hour. And they said that 49% say they receive or see selfies from other at least once a week. And here's what they found. 90% of the selfies of others that they saw, they always attribute negatively.
Selfies?
So if you see someone else's selfie, you attribute it as being self-promotional or negative.
Oh.
And you don't even look at it. Like,
really?
When you're scrolling through social media,
yeah.
If someone takes a selfie, you don't look at their selfie. But 46% of people said when they looked at their own selfies, they saw them as fun and ironic and having a lot of time.
So they don't see it that way. Yeah, like maybe other people see it.
And this is the selfie paradox. We love taking selfies of ourselves, but we hate looking at the selfies that other people take.
Well, that's because sometimes I feel like we look better in a selfie form than we do if someone's just taking our picture. You have more control over the angles and it's you doing it. Like, I feel like you can just make it work.
I do feel like anytime
anytime
I see someone posting a selfie, I just assume they've taken 50 of those pictures until they finally got the one that they like just right.
That looks casual enough, like you weren't trying, but we all were.
Yeah, so that's just what I assume when I see a selfie.
See somebody's selfie, I don't really think negative things about it.
Well, that puts you in the minority, Nikki, because 90% of people, and this, of course, in Austria, Germany, and Switzerland, when they see someone's selfie, they think, well, don't they think so much of themselves?
And I think I am part German, so... I should be more critical of it.
You're in the German 10%, Nikki.
Apparently.
Because, I mean, some people enjoy those selfies, but most people are like, ugh, look at you.
Now,
just get over yourself already.
What filter you use, that we all look at.
Yeah. I'll admit, I probably fall in that 90%, especially when there are people in my feed, like, it's just a constant stream of selfies. And after a while, I'm like, you know what? Take a picture of something else.
Just, it depends on their theme. Some people have a theme for their feed. So
here are pictures of me.
Could be. Like, that could be part of the theme.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
You just have to find a balance with it.
Yeah. I just know when I see people, and it's like, wow, I see a new picture of you every couple of hours.
Now that is a bit much.
Have you done anything?
It's the Riot.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
So the NYPD over the weekend announced that they're going to put body cams on all 23,000 of their patrol officers by 2019. Now, they say that is the most ambitious plan of any police department in the country.
Yeah.
Because there are so many of them and, you know, it's going to be expensive to get all this rolling. I had an idea.
What was
it? Check this out. All right. Remember that show that used to run on Fox called Cops?
Yes. Okay.
What you going to do when they come for you? Right. That. So what if you paid $10, $15, whatever a month, and you could access any one of those 23,000 body cams, and you could just watch.
Oh, you could log in?
Log in and watch whatever cops are doing at any given moment.
Oh, wow, there's some legs to that.
Boom!
Now,
it's the ultimate reality show. They make money.
Yeah.
Don't pay for the whatever.
And some people are into that stuff if they want to watch.
It's the new scanner. My great aunt and uncle, they used to have a scanner that ran.
A police scanner?
Yeah. It just sat in there, I don't know, whatever. Now, granted, like, they lived out in the middle of nowhere. I guess they didn't have a lot to do. But they had that scanner. And, I mean, that was the thing. Every time we went and visited, you'd be in the kitchen and you'd hear it. And you'd hear the
radio
chatter.
Is this like how I'll go online to, like, certain zoos and outdoor parks where they're like, here, you can see this new baby animal. And here's the webcam.
This is the human zoo, Nikki.
It'd be like that.
Your chance to see what all the animals in the concrete jungle are doing.
Well,
are the cops the zookeepers? I don't know. But for $15 a month, what if you could watch?
Look at this. You write the whole thing.
I know. It's perfect.
Yeah. And then that pays for it. So
Even if there were only like 1,000 of them that they actually had real-time access to, boom.
You probably couldn't, though, for legal reasons.
Why not?
Because then everybody would have to give their permission. You'd have to be like, if you're a cop, you know, get down on the ground and you're on cop TV. It's something like you have to, you know, let them know then and there that
reasonable expectation of privacy. All this stuff is happening in public.
Yeah, people. Yeah, I guess that's true. But people would have a fit with it.
You know what? They're criminals anyway.
Like if you were found innocent, but then yet you were on cop TV.
Yeah, but like you were guilty at the time the police wouldn't be bothering you if you weren't guilty.
True. It just opens up a lot.
Obviously.
Opens a lot with that. But great idea.
I'm not saying that it's not. What if that cop like has to wear a little hat that says like, you're on cop TV.
You have to make a statement with it.
So everyone that sees that cop, they're like, oh, there's cop TV. County law.
But that would be what you said it was in New York or
NYPD.
Yeah, they would have to. And there's a lot of New York police officers.
Think about this. Like when cops like are on special like movie duty. You're live at the set where they're you're right?
Yes. Okay, well, there's something there. We got to figure a few details out, but
they need to work on that.
It'd pay for it all.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? Ah, the Riot. Radio U.
Hey, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, that's coming out this summer, right?
Everything seems to look good for it so far. Promos, the commercials.
Well, it gets even better. Did you hear about their test screening that it gave over the weekend? There was a test screening for Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which, by the way, hits May 5th, and it scored a perfect 100.
No way. In a test one?
They said that is incredibly rare.
People go in looking to critique a movie when it's testing.
Mm-hmm. So they do say that, hey, you don't want to put too much meaning on these test scores.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's like the best movie ever. But they did say that it is rare for a movie to come through that it receives such a high
praise from that.
And it received a perfect score from test audiences.
I liked the first Guardians.
A perfect score?
Just never happens. I liked the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, but not like quite as much as everybody seemed to really love it at that moment. But it was far better than most things that came out.
I came out of that movie just flying higher than a kite.
We weren't expecting to like it. Yeah.
I loved it so much. Just so much. It apparently now is their highest ranked. Well, not that it's that hard to imagine. Their highest ranked test screening of any of the Marvel films. The other two that are just right behind it would be Iron Man 3, which didn't really do that well. It was
box office wise.
I felt like people didn't like Iron Man 3. I liked it. And then you had the original Avengers, which they say scored very, very high on that list. So somewhere in the high 90s, though I don't have the actual number for that. So Guardians of the Galaxy 2 sounds like it might be...
might be something.
Pretty good. Man, honestly, I don't even remember what comes out this summer because I'm just focused on March right now.
March looks good. May looks good.
Well, what
April
else is
it?
What
looks
else is
good
in May? Like, you got Guardians of the Galaxy. What? I don't remember what else.
It's traditionally the bigger month.
I know, but March is crazy with all those March releases. Like, May 2017 movie releases. Let's see what we get. This is the kind of stuff you're supposed to do before you actually come on.
No. It's fine. Everybody loves to hear us find this out at the same time.
All right, here we go. You got the new Pirates of the Caribbean comes out that month.
That looks all right.
You got the new Alien movie, which...
that does not.
I'm supposed to want to see that. Like, I'm supposed to.
You got King Arthur, that one.
You know, I don't feel like that's looking that great.
It might be, but who's the guy who did it?
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie.
That's the only thing about that that really makes me want
to
see it.
He has a style to it.
He does have a style. Baywatch is out that month, too.
You're right. May looks to be a great month, that list that we gave. We'll just look to other months.
Well, it's fine. Like, do we need... here, let's just move into June. Real quick, Nikki. Real quick, let's go into June. We got a new...
Wonder Woman?
Okay. Yeah, I want to see that.
You got The Mummy.
That looks interesting.
Cars
okay.
3.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Oh, no.
Despicable Me 3.
Yeah.
And other stuff. So that's your list.
We'll see.
This was the worst of the riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
All those bad dreams you have, those actually happen. You just convince yourself they're not real.